The Pacific is now one of the few healthy tuna fisheries, in part due to the effort Pacific Island states have put into conservation and management, and to enforcement provided by surveillance operations. Kuru Kuru 15 brought aircraft from Australia, France and the United States, together with patrol boats from the Pacific Island nations, in the biggest enforcement exercise yet. Over 10 days, more than 400 personnel led 112 at sea and harbour boardings. They were coordinated by an expanded surveillance centre based at the Pacific Forum Fisheries Agency in Solomon Islands. Australia's Fisheries Management Authority provided training support and on-water and intelligence experts. AFMA's Senior Compliance Manager John Davis says better data is leading to better results.
Big thing this year was there was additional satellite surveillance data that sweeps the ocean surface, if you like, and looks for targets and then overlays it over the known vessels or the lawful vessels. It's far less confusing when you're trying to select high-risk targets. So the operators just map all of the reporting boats against all the satellite targets, do some intelligence analyst work on that, and then relay the targets out to the patrol boats, who then go and do the inspection with the sea riders. So a very, very improved intelligence situation this year.
It's worse than trying to find a needle in a haystack, trying to find illegal fishing vessels in 20 million square kilometres of ocean. Just how much is the risk, if you are an illegal vessel now, that you'll be found?
That's a good analogy, needle in the haystack. It is a huge, huge area of ocean to patrol. There's a lot of boats out there, but this technology has really boosted our capability and ability to target potential offenders.
Legal fishing vessels are required to report their position every day. Poachers keep silent and favour remote, less regulated international waters. Wes Norris, Acting Director of the Forum Fisheries Agency, says one of the most significant achievements of Kuru Kuru 15 was catching two of these dark targets.
By analysing the patterns of vessels that we were tracking, we were able to discern that there were probably other vessels in the vicinity that we couldn't see. And because we were fortunate enough to have aircraft on standby, we had two detections of what we call dark targets.
So you found two vessels in the high seas pocket north of Solomon Islands that weren't reporting their position. Why is that so significant?
Well, obviously any detected illegal fishing is a concern. So it's good to make sure that the tools that we're using actually are capable of picking up these targets when they are in the region.
The Federated States of Micronesia is one of the smallest Pacific countries by land area, but has a huge exclusive economic zone in the ocean to the north of Indonesia, Papua New Guinea and Solomon Islands. Eugene Pangalinan is FSM's fisheries head.
Tuna fisheries is our only renewable resource. We pretty much bank our future in the sustainable management and development of these resources.
70% of FSM's government revenue comes from fisheries. During Kuru Kuru, the FSM patrol boat captured a legal Taiwanese vessel with unreported species, including skipjack, wahoo and mahi-mahi.
The vessel was boarded within the FSM EEZ, and on boarding and inspection, they identified that there were potentially some misreporting or underreporting of catches of bycatch. And so inspection officers conducted a thorough investigation and determined that the number of fish on board versus what was logged in their books were inconsistent, and so wanted to bring the vessel in for further investigation.
A settlement has been reached and the Taiwanese company fined $25,000. Most fishing in the Pacific is done by powerful distant water fishing nations from Asia, Europe and North America. John Davis says the conservation role of Kuru Kuru goes well beyond tuna.
There's a whole range of things we're looking at in terms of conservation. Obviously, we're looking for any big nets that aren't supposed to be there, turtles, anything like that. So there is a heavy focus on the conservation side of our inspections, and I think that acts as a significant deterrent for people who might be tempted to take no-take species.
Rules for conservation and management in the fishery are decided jointly by the fishing nations and the Pacific countries at the Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission. The Forum Fisheries Agency's Wes Norris says the fishing or flag states need to share more of the burden of enforcing the rules.
It's a very heavy burden that FFA members shouldn't have to bear alone. What you're talking about is a collection of some of the smallest economies in the world having to basically carry out enforcement well beyond their borders. And while we're very fortunate to have the cooperative regimes in place and to have the support of our defence partners around the region, this is something where the other countries that are participating in the Western and Central Pacific Fisheries Commission really need to step up to the plate. And in particular, the flag states really need to be doing a better job of holding their vessels to account.
Crucial decisions will be made in Bali in December when the fishing nations next meet the Pacific. All eyes will be on what the fishing nations are willing to offer.